Comma rule number two is commas with coordinating conjunctions. I always remember the coordinating conjunctions by speaking with a Russian accent and saying, so yet, and or, nor, for, but. So, yet, and, or, nor, for, or, but. Some people call it fanboys, but whatever way you can remember those words, all right? Anytime you see them in a sentence, they might be acting as a coordinating conjunction, which means they're separating two independent clauses, two groups of words that could be sentences on their own, but the writer chooses to add a coordinating conjunction. For example, I need to buy a new computer. I am going to the mall. Those are two separate sentences. But if I add the conjunction, coordinating conjunction, so, I make it one sentence that flows a little bit better. I need to buy a new computer, so I am going to the mall. So the thing to remember is anytime you see an independent clause or two independent clauses right next to each other, there needs to be some kind of conjunction or punctuation mark. If you use a coordinating conjunction, you need to put a comma before the coordinating conjunction. So that's really all you need to remember. Just remember that those words don't always act as coordinating conjunctions. You might say, he is so cool. It's not, cool is not a independent clause, so there's no need for a comma. So it's just being used as an adverb. So the big thing with coordinating conjunctions, again, all right, is it connects two independent clauses using the words so, yet, and, or, nor, for, or, but. And those are the seven coordinated conjunctions. You always put a comma before the conjunction. If you get rid of the conjunction, you could put a semicolon or you could put a period, but you cannot put a comma. If you put a comma, it's the dreaded comma splice, which every English teacher in history is going to see and mark down your paper when he or she sees that. Okay, so go through the workbook and make sure you understand this really well, because this is a very common writing mistake to omit the comma between two independent, omit the coordinating conjunction with a comma between two independent clauses. All right.